The question for today is, after a lifetime of troubles, despair, disappointment, and hard knocks, I've decided it's high time I get serious about my spiritual life. Can you please give me a summary of the basic steps I must take to become a Christian? In the book of Matthew, chapter 19, verse 16 to 17, we read that a similar question was proposed to Jesus Christ. And behold, one came and said to him, "Good Master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life?" And he, Christ, said unto him, "If you will enter into life, keep the commandments." This is a plain and simple answer from Jesus Christ himself. Again, we read in 1 John 5, verse 2, "By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments." Similarly, 1 John 5, verse 3 says, "For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous." There are many who will tell you that all you have to do is confess Jesus and accept him into your heart and you will be saved. But is this what the Bible says? We see from these verses mentioned above that commandment keeping is very important. In Matthew 22, verse 36 to 40, a lawyer came to Christ tempting him and said, "Master, what is the great commandment in the law?" Jesus broke the commandments into two broad categories. The first four of the Ten Commandments show how to love God. The last six show how to love your fellow man. "Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law?" Jesus said unto him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." Of course, as a disciple of Jesus Christ, you must become intensely involved with God's Word, the Holy Bible. You must read it, study it, pray to draw closer to God, and even fast occasionally. Repentance of your sins is a prerequisite. Mark 1, verse 15, 6, verse 12, Luke 13, verse 3 and 5, 1 John 3, verse 4, followed by baptism, Acts 2, verse 38. Following baptism and the laying on of hands, 1 Timothy 4, verse 14, Hebrews 6, verse 2, you will receive God's Holy Spirit to lead you and guide you through the rest of your life as you follow Christ.